You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and pleased to have in the studio with me this evening two people that are returning for, maybe the third or fourth show and becoming regulars on Conducting Conversations. They are representing the Providence Singers, and we have Andrew Clark, the Artistic Director, and Chris Houck, the Communications Director. And welcome back, Chris. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Mike.
Thanks for being with us. And Andrew, welcome back.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having us back.
I hope you all had a great, what we might call, off-season for the Providence Singers, and finishing up last spring. And I guess we did a show together last May was the last time. And why don't you, Andrew, tell us a little bit about what's been happening with the Providence Singers of late.
Sure. We finished our season in mid-June with a really exciting and enjoyable concert project with the Aurea Ensemble from Rhode Island. And didn't get too much of a break, Mike. We started back up in August preparing music for a concert we'll be doing December the 4th with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Our third concert with Mr. Brubeck and his colleagues. And shortly after that, began preparing for the November concert we'll talk a little bit about today. So it was a short but enjoyable break, but we're back at it and really excited to be preparing some great choral music for the season.
Now, besides the world of choral music, something else happened to you over the last few months, I understand.
That's true. A really wonderful and monumental summer for me as I became a father to beautiful little
the
girl.
The studio audience is clapping. Yay. A little girl.
Amelia Grace was born on the 12th of July, and by all indications, she's a music lover without really any sort of discernible tastes. She enjoys Mozart as much as she enjoys Metallica. So
I was going to say all commercials on the
commercials on TV, exactly. Right. So,
and we'll the Providence them. Singers are getting back into full swing, as Andrew said.
Absolutely.
And as communications director, you're in charge of getting the word out.
Yes.
And this is kind of a monumental task this time of year. Using that word that Andrew came up with, not necessarily this time of year, but in this climate. And
yes.
How do you find that?
It's interesting. People, I think, are starting to poke their heads out again and look around and decide that it's maybe time to come out and enjoy things again.
All right, it's time to look on the bright side.
You can only hunker down so long before it just gets too boring.
You know, it is strange because doing the news every day on WCRI, I occasionally come across the stories where there are things that are showing signs of brightness and things are getting a little bit better here, there, and everywhere. And so hopefully that will relate to the arts that have been hit hard in this kind of economy.
I hope so. And I think there are signs of optimism. And we've always tried to keep our pricing at what we consider to be fair and manageable for people.
Right.
Family-friendly pricing for kids, students. So we're optimistic.
All right. Well, we'll get into some of those pricing things and the opportunity to buy tickets to some of the performances. But Andrew, why don't you take us into our first piece of music that we're going to listen to?
Sure. Our upcoming concert features music by American composers from the last, I would say, 40 or 50 years. Music for chorus and percussion instruments. This is a really exciting partnership with First Works Providence. It's fantastic. Festival each year along with other concerts throughout the season, and a great partner for us for the last 4 or 5 years. And they received a really wonderful and generous grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to present various programs throughout the year that celebrates American masterpieces. So we've designed a concert for chorus and percussion by American masters, including the Californian composer Lou Harrison, who lived from 1917 to, I believe, 2003. Lou Harrison is a fascinating figure in American music, who was not only a composer, but an author and music critic. He was a botanist and a calligrapher. Hmm. Yeah, he helped fight forest fires. He was a political activist, environmental activist, and a really intriguing and compelling figure in the history of American music. He composed a work for chorus and what he called the American gamelan. Some of our listeners may know that the gamelan is an instrument you might find in Indonesia. We hear about the Javanese or even the Balinese gamelan. It's a series of collection of mostly percussion instruments that would oftentimes accompany a puppet show or some dance or singing. Well, Mr. Harrison decided to build his own gamelan using what he called found instruments in an American way. So not only do we have gongs and we have sleigh bells and triangles, but he built some his own instruments, including oxygen tanks that are tuned and hit with baseball bats.
That only makes sense.
Yeah, so it should be really fun. And what we're going to play for you right now is one of the slower movements of this piece called Le Coro Sutro. It's translated into English as the Heart Sutra. It's actually one of the most famous and beloved Buddhist sutras or prayers or forms of scripture. And it could possibly be the first time in Rhode Island that a chorus has sung a major work in the Esperanto language. So if you're wondering what are these words that you hear as you listen to this piece, this is Le Coro Sutro by Lou Harrison for chorus and American gamelan in Esperanto. Thank you.
Well, you're right. That's the first time I've heard music created by oxygen tanks, among other things. So sounds like an interesting, what will be an interesting performance. Chris, tell us about a little bit about people that are interested in coming to the events, how they do it. Do they call you up? Do they send you a message in a bottle? What should be the direction they take?
I don't think message in a bottle would be the most efficient way at this point. We're selling tickets online through ArtTix, which is arttixri.com, or through their phone number, 401-621-6123. And you can visit the Providence Singers online for more information about the concert.
All right. And the concert's, we're talking about Sunday, November 15th?
Yes.
At 3 p.m. at Beneficent Church, or as you and I mentioned offline, if you're a longtime Rhode Islander, the Round Top Church.
That's right.
On Waybosta Street
That's
in
right.
Providence.
It's right up the street from PPAC, and it has its own parking lot.
It does. So does that mean parking is free?
Parking is free.
What a deal. Downtown parking for free. So sounds like a good take. And I have here in my hand this beautiful brochure, which is talking about the concert series. If someone's interested in the concert series as such, and they can purchase tickets for all of the events, we're talking about that November 15th concert, and then Saturday, December 19th for Handel's Messiah, and then Saturday, March 6th, correct?
Yes, and the March 6th concert is Mozart Requiem and some other pieces that work very well with it.
Okay, great. All right, Andrew, let's go to our next piece of music here that is entitled There Are Some Men, an interesting title.
There Are Some Men. It's actually a text by the Canadian folk singer and poet Leonard Cohen, set to music for a cappella chorus by one of the most influential American composers of the 20th and 21st century, Philip Glass. Philip Glass really hasn't written a lot of music for chorus. We'll be doing three pieces for a cappella choir on this particular program. And Mr. Glass is one of those rare individuals in classical music who has been able to cross over or bridge his music and his compositions to a more populist culture and audience. You think of Kurt Vile or Leonard Bernstein or even John Williams. Philip Glass is one of the few, I would say, celebrities in classical music who recognized by the general public. And these are really fun pieces for chorus. Makes me wish he has written more music for a cappella chorus. But in this case, he's setting a Leonard Cohen text called There Are Some Men.
All right, we'll listen to There Are Some Men and be back with more of the Providence Singers.
Mountains to bear them.
All right, on our list of songs that we're going to listen to, I notice another piece by Lou Harrison. Tell us about what's coming up with that.
Sure, this is another movement from Le Coro Sutro that we heard earlier in the program. Providence Singers will actually be embarking on their third studio recording project. We have been really excited the last 4 years of taking on a new component of our mission to identify and sort of rediscover for ourselves, our audiences, and for the choral arena in the United States, neglected masterworks by American composers. And this is certainly one of those pieces, I would argue, falls under that category. So immediately following our concert, we'll be traveling again to Mechanics Hall in Worcester and recording this work for a studio CD that will be released probably in a few years once we add some more tracks to this project. And we're also excited that later this fall we will be formally releasing our second recording that we made last November, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Dominic Argento's cantata Jonah and the Whale. So you can certainly find the Providence Singers on iTunes, and our albums are available at Amazon.com and other outlets. And this is a new exciting venture for our organization, and we're really looking forward to recording this piece by Lou Harrison. This is the third movement, or the third paragrafo, of Le Coro Sutro.
Now, for those of you that might have been listening closely to what Andrew was saying, and he said they're going to travel to Worcester to Mechanics Hall. And if you're not familiar with Mechanics Hall, it's not an automotive garage. It is one of the best places to sing in the country. It's a beautiful, beautiful restored theater/auditorium hall, multi-service facility, and it's a great place. And if you ever have a chance to get up there and see a show, you should do it. It is it's a great venue. All right, let's listen to this piece, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Providence Singers. We're with Andrew Clark and Chris Houck. Chris is the communications director, and Chris has so many facets to putting together a group like the Providence Singers and having it be successful. How long does it take to put like a concert series together? How far in advance do you decide music and things like that?
I think Andy usually starts thinking about those things a year or two in advance, mm-hmm. and it takes, you know, some avenues end up opening while others end up closing. You
right.
might need a specific instrument, like, for example, the American gamelan that isn't available in year A, but it is available in year B.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising the kinds of things that really go into this. It's not as simple as throwing darts at a board and saying, okay, we'll do that piece.
I'm sure it's not. Yeah. And as far as an organization is concerned, you're there. Mm-hmm. Is this a vast staff of 400?
No, there's a skeleton crew. There's an executive director, Allison McMillan, mm-hmm. who's just astonishing what she's able to do for us, and myself and Andy.
And there you go. And that seems like a lot of work to be shared by that small number of people.
And we're so lucky to have just an army of enthusiastic and passionate, devoted volunteers. Not only our members who sing in the choir, who do things like organize the very difficult task of maintaining our library, we also have two terrific conductors who do very important things with the organization and certainly serve as my left and right hand, Christine Noel, who is the assistant conductor of the Providence Singers, and Dr. Michelle Holt, who leads the Junior Providence Singers, which is our high school choral education program. They're actually having auditions right now for enthusiastic singers at the high school level all throughout the area, and you can find out more about the Junior Providence Singers on our website.
All right, take us to this next piece of music, and again, another piece with an interesting name, Music for Pieces of Wood.
That's right. One of the most treasured relationships that we have artistically is with the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, who will be our partners for this program. The Providence Singers will be appearing on their first concert of the season on November the 13th in Jordan Hall in Boston, and members of the Boston Modern Orchestra Project will be playing with us for our November 15th concert in Providence. This is an ensemble that really has sort of made a mark as the premier orchestra, perhaps in North America, that will be commissioning and recording and performing new music, and probably one of the most dynamic and exciting families of instruments in that orchestra would be the percussion section, and their percussionists will be performing on this program, including this piece by Steve Reich. Steve Reich won the Pulitzer Prize in Music this year, and this is a work originally composed for percussion instruments, and you'll hear it in that fashion on the 15th with tuned claves and various other instruments. What we're about to hear is a recording of this piece transcribed for piano. This is Music for Pieces of Wood, and you know, piano is made of wood, at least partly.
There you go.
And this is Music for Pieces of Wood by Steve Reich.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll probably come into that and listen to part of it, and then fade out and come back and talk some more. Andrew, I noticed that in the publicity for this concert on November 15th, there is another name that's significant to us because we played some of the music before.
We have been exploring the music of a sensational young composer named Tarek O'Regan. And last June, we performed a piece as a centerpiece of our concert that June called The Ecstasies Above. And Mr. O'Regan has written a piece for us that we commissioned, entitled Where All Is Buried. The world premiere of this work for chorus and percussion will take place on this concert on November the 15th, and we're so excited again to present his music. You know, some choruses, when they do a modern composer, they might give their audiences one taste, and then you may never hear of that composer again. And I feel like it's important for us to develop a relationship and to have our audience have an opportunity to develop a relationship and a certain level of familiarity with a single composer. So finally, we have a piece that's written just for us by this terrific composer who splits his time between Cambridge, England and New York City. And I think our audience is really in for a treat. We've been rehearsing the piece for a few weeks, and the early reviews are extremely positive from our singers and others. So right now we're going to listen to another work. This is a piece called Triptych for chorus and string orchestra. This is the final movement of Triptych, called From Heaven Distilled a Clemency. This is from a CD that last year was nominated for several Grammy Awards by a fantastic choral ensemble in Austin, Texas, called Conspirare. So this is an excerpt from Triptych by Tarek O'Regan.
Oh,
Chris, one of the things that was intriguing to me is the name Dave Brubeck that you've had an association with, and most people are familiar with that name. Tell us just a little bit about that that concert.
Well, most people are very familiar with Dave Brubeck's name through his jazz recordings with his quartet and others, but what people may not know is that he's also a, quote, serious composer. He's written several pieces for a chorus, and we've had the good fortune to sing a few of those with him.
Great. And those tickets aren't available yet, but if people check on your website later on, they can probably get information about it or whatever.
Yes, they'll be available later this fall.
Okay. Speaking of Dave Brubeck, Andy, tell us about the music that we have to listen to now.
Sure. We're excited about this performance coming up. It will actually be on the eve of Mr. Brubeck's 89th birthday, and a few days before he will be honored at the Kennedy Center Awards, which is such a important and distinctive honor for American artists. This piece that we're about to hear will be performed that evening. It's called God's Love Made Visible. It's a short work excerpted from a larger cantata that Brubeck wrote for the holiday season. God's Love Made Visible, here by Dave Brubeck for chorus.
And we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Providence Singers.
God's love made visible, incomprehensible. He is invincible, his love shall reign. From love so bountiful, blessings uncountable, made death surmountable, his love shall reign. Joyfully pray for peace and goodwill. All of men's yearning he will fulfill. Give in a loving way, praise him for every day. Open your heart and pray, his love shall reign.
Blessings and joy we share, it's Christmas Day.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are with Providence Singers. And Christine, tell us once more, if people are interested in getting tickets for these events that are coming up throughout the next season, how they go about that.
The easiest thing is to just stop by our website, because we have all of our information, all of the links to the ticketing agencies, links to details about the concerts, and that's providencesingers.org.
Okay, providencesingers.org. Or if they want a phone call,
they can call me, that's fine too. 401-751-5700.
751-5700, and that'll get you all the information you need. And as always, if you didn't catch that and you're wondering, what did they say? You can always email me here at wcri@classical959.com, and I'll be happy to pass that information along to you. And Andrew, let's get back to music from some of the events. What's next on our list?
This is the first opportunity for the Providence Singers to perform the music of a young composer who grew up in Providence named Nico Muhly. Mr. Muhly has been featured in The New Yorker, many times in The New York Times, and actually works closely with Philip Glass as an editor and keyboardist and conductor. And like Philip Glass, is also managed to draw a lot of attention, not only from the classical music community, but even beyond, including collaborating from time to time with Bjork, writing fantastic music for film soundtracks. And you know, here, Mr. Muhly is a graduate of the Wheeler School, also sang in the choir at Grace Church in downtown Providence, and is really one of the hottest composers working in the United States today from right here in Little Rhodey. So finally, with Providence Singers, we get to perform a piece of choral music. He's written a lot of choral music, and we're looking forward to that. The piece we're about to hear now is actually an instrumental work from a film soundtrack. This particular piece is actually called The Hudson Cycle, and it's by the Providence native New York composer now, Nico Muhly.
Thank you.
one more reminder. We're looking at the date of Sunday, November 15th, 3 p.m., Beneficent Church, or the Round Top Church, as some people call it, 300 Way Bossett Street in Providence. And the title of the concert is New World Rhythm. And it sounds very, very interesting. Chris, anything to add to that?
I think this is going to be a really enjoyable concert. I think the combination of chorus singing and percussion is something you don't get to hear every day, but there's an engaging familiarity to it that I think people will really enjoy.
Great. For those of you who have been to that church before, it's a very large church, seats many hundreds of people, and the parking, as Chris mentioned earlier, if you get there soon, it's free.
That's right.
And so that's a good thing, a nice little perk for downtown Providence. And I want to thank you both for being here today. Once again.
Oh,
and
thanks so much for having us.
And we need to do another show real soon because we've got some other exciting events coming up. So we'll look forward to doing that when we talk about other things like Handel's Messiah coming up in December and Mozart's Requiem in the spring and so forth. So that'll be great to do that. Andrew, why don't you take us out on this last piece of music that we have?
Sure. This is a final excerpt from Lou Harrison's work for chorus and American Gamelan. La Coro Sutro. This is the grand finale. Put it simply, the piece basically speaks to a long personal journey toward a nirvana, and what you're going to actually hear at the end of this selection is the arrival at that great point with great celebration and fanfare and joy. We finish this work by Lou Harrison, and you'll really be able to hear in this track those oxygen tanks being struck with baseball bats. So it can always expect the unexpected with the Providence Singers, and as Chris said, this program features music that is really accessible and fun and energetic, and we couldn't be more excited to present it for the Rhode Island community on November the 15th.
All right. Thanks once again for being here to the both of you. And best of luck on this concert.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.